Good morning. We are continuing with Sechas Shavias. I don't think that when we made the introduction to this Masechta, that I discussed the halachas of the Chayvas Bior. So I'm just going to go through a brief introduction to what that is. The Pasuk at the beginning of Parshas Bahar, when it talks about the mitzvah of Shemitah, it writes as follows. V'haysa Shabbos ha'aretz lechem la'achla. This Shabbos, the Shemitah, the seventh year, the sabbatical year, should be a year where you'll eat it, l'cha, for you, l'avdecha, your servants, l'amasecha, your maidservants, v'l'eskircha, l'tayshavcha, agar imcha, to those who are working with you. And then the next pasuk writes, v'l'vehemtecha, to your animals, v'l'chaya, asher b'artzecha, t'yekal t'vasa l'echa. It should be for your animals and the beasts in your land, and all the food that should be that will be in your field, in your crop, will be for them to eat. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash, from the Sifra, the Taras Kayanim, that says that when the Pasuk says, the Pasuk is teaching you as long as the Chaya, the wild animals in the field, are still eating from your crop, that's when you're allowed to give it to your behemoths which are in your house. People generally don't keep chayus inside their house. Wild animals don't stay in the house. So as long as the food is still out there in the field and it's being consumed by the chayus in the field, you're allowed to still bring it inside your house and feed it to your animals that you have inside your house, and similarly to yourself. Once the animals outside, the chayus outside, stop eating from the whatever's left in the crop, then there's called a chayvas bior. You have a mitzvah to get rid of the fruits of Shavuos. Now, it's important to differentiate between the Chayvas Bior. We are familiar with the word of Bior because of in about 2 weeks, what we're going to be doing with our chametz is you make a fire and you do Bior chametz, you destroy the chametz. The Chayvas Bior, the obligation for a person to be mevar, to get rid of the Shemitah fruit that he has in his field, is very different. What it means is, he takes the fruits that he has left over from Shemitah, at the point when they are no longer being consumed by the animals in the field, he needs to take them outside and be mafkir them. He just has to put them up for grabs, and he allows anybody to take them. Now there is a machlaikis, which is going to be highlighted in our Mishnah, who's allowed to take them. We're going to see it later on in the Masechta, but there is one opinion which says, only aniyim, only those who are poor, who do not have enough money to buy their own fruits, they're the ones who are allowed to take what's left after the Chayvas Bior. The other opinion is that no, the Chayvas Bior just means that the owner of the fruit, or what we're calling the owner, he's the semi-owner, because during Shemitah it's not owned personally by anybody, but the person who owns the field, he has an obligation to put them up for grabs, but anybody who wants is allowed to come take them. As a matter of fact, even the owner himself can go ahead and reacquire what he put outside. But he needs to put it outside for everybody to take it. And if he would like to go take it, he can go ahead and take it back from what he puts outside. So here's our Mishnah. Mishnah Gimel in Parakei of Masechah Shavuos. Luf. So luf is this type of oniony plant that has long leaves. I imagine it looks somewhat like a scallion. She'avrol of Shavuos. It was still connected to the ground. It passed through the hole. Seventh year, the whole sabbatical year of Shemitah. Now again, yesterday we learned that luf could stay in the ground for a very long time without being picked, and it could still be good. So now it passed through the seventh year, and it continued on into the eighth year. So now it nourished from the ground, let's say for 2 years. Now, we have to realize that part of this plant is a Shemitah plant. And part of this plant has passed the time that you have to put it outside to be mafkir to people. So the Mishnah says, if the aniyim, the poor people, came and took the leaves, laktu, it's fine, they took it. They took what belonged to Shemitah, and now the owner could go ahead and take whatever grew after Shemitah, because whatever grew now is from the next year. Vimlav, let's say they didn't take it, so now you have a plant that has leaves from Shemitah, and it has leaves from after Shemitah, yasa chesh b'nimo aniyim. You have to make a calculation and figure out how much of this plant grew during the seventh year, and how much of it grew during the eighth year, and whatever grew during the seventh year rightfully belongs to the aniyim. You have to give it to the aniyim. Whatever grew during the eighth year, you can keep. Now, how would you make such a cheshbon? It's not so easy to do that. I'm sure you can attest. So the Rambam writes, what you're going to have to do is you're just cheshbon the amount of years, and you're going to divide the plant based on that. So if it was there for 2 years, cut it in half. 3 years, cut it into thirds. Rabbi Yeshua says, he disagrees with the fact that you have to make a cheshbon with the aniyim. He says, if the aniyim happen to have been lucky enough to show up at the right time and take the leaves, then good, they got what they wanted. V'imlav, if they did not come and take the leaves, ein la aniyim olav cheshbon. The aniyim can't make a cheshbon, because he's of the opinion that even after the chayvas beer, even after the time they have to put it out to make it hefker, it still doesn't belong specifically. It's not designated specifically for the aniyim. Anybody can come take it. So if they missed it, they didn't take it, I can go ahead and reacquire my own stuff. So I left it here. The aniyim didn't get the opportunity to come grab it. They forgot. They didn't realize. Now it's after the year of Shemitah. What's left? You have fruits, which do ultimately have the Kedusha of Shavuos in them. But ultimately, I'm allowed to use it, because he believes that even after this man beer, I just have a chiyuv to put it outside, be mafker it, then I can take it back, so I can do that. We'll stop here at Mishnah Daled. Have a wonderful Shabbos.